The deho. Rashi says, Eitzel, Etzila Yadeo. Has she sleeveless? She's not wearing sleeves. What do you call sleeveless? She's not wearing sleeves. Kederech Adumia Shabsar Nira Mitzadeyim. Kids, she walked outside, not sneezed. For Rachetzes in Bnei Yodim, and she bathed with men. For the more in Bnei Yodim, he said, Rama, she bathed with men. Rashim came, Raglan Ladova Shezoiniv Yasuroloi. If you found your wife bathing with men, so the Kutz says she's commander Zoin already, then she should be also to you Mitzaradin. That can't be the case here. Like here, Smashmas up to the man. Ela rather means to say, B'mokim Shem Bnei Yodim Rechtsin. You found your wife swimming in the same place where men also swim there. So you found your wife doing a Dvar Prutza. So in such a case, it's up to the man, like most men would give his wife a get. But if the man's a rush, he doesn't care about it, so he can still live with his wife. But in such a case, zu mitzvah min ha-Torah l'gashin. In a case like this, where you see your wife doing a dvar, it is called kimotzo be'erves dova. You see your wife doing a dvar pritzus, even though midiraisa, she's still mutter to you, as long as you didn't find her living with another man, so she's mutter to you. But there's a mitzvah in this case to give her a get. So now when the pasuk says, kimotzo be'erves dova. Yeah. V'sholchem mibetzah, you throw out from your house, v'olchem osli shachet, you get married to somebody else. So Mor says, ha-kairu kor-achar. The Torah calls her a nachar. Even by the second husband, she's called a nachar. Leima means to teach us like this. Sheinze ben zuga the rishon, that she's not, wasn't the ben zuga, she wasn't a good companion to the first one. Siv so, zehoi tziyo rishon mi beisoi, zehichnes rishon lo tech beisoi, like really the time upon the second man. Really, you shouldn't remarry her. Because if the first one gave her a get because she did a dvar erva, like she was a rosha by the first one, what are you doing in taking her? And therefore, Zocha, if the second one is lucky, Zocha, Sheini, Shulcha. The best could happen is that eventually he'll give her a get. Shenemar says, Usneyish Achron, she'll hate the second man, he'll give her a get also. Vimlav, if the second one is not lucky, Kavrosoi, she'll end up burying him, and he'll die. Shenemar, the Pesach says, Oi Kiyomus, Hish Achron, when the second man dies. Kedayu Bemisa, the second husband deserves to die. Shizelhoitzi Rishon mi Beisai, the first husband took away this Rishon from his house. Vizayetlas Rishon tech Beisai, and the second one is remarrying her. Like you shouldn't have done it. So kids, this is the way we paskin. That when is there a mitzvah for a man to give his wife a get? Only if he finds her to do a Dvar Erva. If he finds her to do Dvar and Prutz him, then there's a mitzvah to give a get. Otherwise, there's no mitzvah. Otherwise, we always try to make Shalom, to try to make Shalom bias. Unless it comes to matzah, they just can't do it, then they give a get. Baita, Mor says, the Pasuk says, a malachai ki sonei shalach, because they hate, send away. What does the Pasuk mean? If you do I mean, sneosa shalach. If you hate her, if you hate your wife, then throw away. Give her a get. If you hate your wife, you should give her a get. We have Yechon Noma, sunuyai hamashaleh, just the opposite. Hashem hates the husband that gives his wife a get. The one that sends his wife away, Hashem hates him. Your first zivug, your first marriage, that Hashem hates you if you give her a get, because it's a terrible sin to get rid of your first zivug. But once you gave your first wife a get, then the second wife, that's not so bad already. Then if you don't like your second wife, then you're supposed to give her a get. Yom Reb Loza, kol amagaris ishto rishoyin, whoever gives his first wife a get, afilu mizbeach married all of the moist, even the mizbeach cries for him. It's terrible zach. Shneva the Pasuk says, V'zois shein is tasu, this is the second thing that they're doing wrong. Kasa is dimo es mizbeach, they're covering up with tears, the mizbeach Hashem. V'chiv yanoka with crying and sighing. Me'ein oid penois al mincha, they can't look him up for the mincha. V'lakachas rotze miyetchem v'yamartem. Al ma'an, why? Al ki Hashem heyed beincha, that Hashem has said, eis between you, o bein eishis nirecha, that's your first wife. Asher ato begarat sobo, that you acted not nice with her. V'icha vertcha, because she really was your chavertcha, she was your first zivug, you're supposed to stay with her. V'yeshas brisecha, she's the wife of brisecha, the special Indian of the zivug rishon. So by the first zivug, it's very bad to give a get. So mamash there, you have to be very, very careful before you do it. And if you do it, right, if she wasn't the prutza, or she wasn't the mitzvah to do it, then there's this pasuk of sanoi hamashaleich. Hadron lecha megash likulam asech de gittin, hadron lecha megash likulam asech de gittin, hadron lecha megash likulam asech de gittin. The Chassam Sofer just want to say here at the end of our Tadrush, we know the Gemara in Bob Madlikim says in Masech Shabbos that Beshame was the Kafton, or Beisilu was the opposite, Oyev Sholom V'Reidev Sholom, or Mekaver Brias Latayra. So we learn Pshat that Beshame the Pshat is, he was Pshat, he was a Kafton Shlem in Adin. But that was the Kafton means he did the way he's supposed to, because, and Beisilu was the opposite.
he was Yosem min Adin, he went out to be Mekarav people, to Mekarav the Matura, and to make Shalom ben Adam Chavera, Benish Lishtoy. So he wants to say, Beis Hillel learned it out from the Midah B'Kodesh Baruch Hu, that Beis Hillel's Shito over here is that if a husband wants to give a get, it's not only if she was a prutz or did something wrong, Stam, if he doesn't like her, if she did something wrong to him, he has a right to give her a get. And still we find the parash of Saita, when we have a sofik, if the wife is mutter or not to the husband, we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let her write a Megillah, and he's Meuch HaShmoy, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like Meuch HaKvoidoy, in order to Mekarav, to make Sholem Benish Lishtoy. Even though the husband wants to, he could give her a get, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu went out to try and be Mekarav them. So from here, Beis Hillel learned out there's such an inyan to try and be Mekarav people. Bring it back to learning Torah, make Shalom ben Yom Mechaber ben Ishli Yishtoi. We have, according to Beis Shammai, it could be that's not the Rotson of Hashem by the union of Parsha Saita. Because according to Beis Shammai, the only time you can give a get is if you find she has a Dover Erver, if she did something wrong. So by Saita, the Pshat is we have a Sophist, we don't know if she did something wrong or not. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, he'll be Nimcha Shmoi, only to find out whether she did the Aver or not, to see if you have a right to give the get or not. But it's not Stam the Pshat that Hashem did it, Amanas to Mekarav them to make Sholem Benish Lishtoi. So therefore, Beis Hamai learns out that was the Mid of Hashem, but according to Beis Hillel, we learned Pshat over here, and the Rashi after we pass on Halacha, that a person has the right to give a get whenever he wants to, if she did something wrong to him. And therefore, we learn out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu the fact that he was Nimcha, he was how the Pash of Saito, that there's such an Indian that Hashem wants to make Sholem Benish Lishtoi. So therefore, we learn out also that's the Mid that Hashem wants from us, that we are supposed to always try and make Shalom ben Adam Chaveroi, ben Ish L'Yishtoi, and Mekarav people Latero. Alright, we'll stop here. You have holding daf Tezvov on the base. Okay, last more again, last Shiloh was again, Boy Ilfa. Ilfa asked a question like this. Yodayim Tehuris L'Chatzoyin, Oyein Tehuris L'Chatzoyin. When you wash your hands, Natilus Yodayim, could you be mitayin them halfway, half of the time? L'chatzoyim, is there such a tyra halfway? So Gemara says, hey, Kidomi, what's your question? Yilayim, if you want to tell me, to come Masha, Beitrei, Merevius, that two people wash their hands from the same Revius. In other words, you have a Revius of water in the cup, and first one person pours the water on his hands, and then that's a Shiloh, what it means the second person puts his hands underneath the first one's hands, and the water drips down on his hands, or else the leftover water from this cup could be used by a second person. So that's your question. Like here it comes out that two people are using a revius, it's like each person is only using half of a shear. Is that good or not? So Mara says, Vatanan, what's your question? We learned? Vatanan, we learned the Mishnah that says, Merevius, from a revius of water, Neitlin liyadayim liyechad rafil lishnayim, you could wash one hand, one person, a second person. So it says a clear Mishnah that two people could use the same revius. So you could use half on one person, half on the other person. And the svar is, because the leftover water is called the boyim ishiure taira. It's coming from a leftover water from a revius. So that's good. So what's your question? It's a Mishnah. You know a Mishnah. So Mar says that can't be the question. The Elo, the question has to be, the komashia chodo chod yodeho, that he washed one hand at a time, like maybe you have to wash both hands at the same time. Here he washed one hand, and then he washed the second hand. Is that good or not? So Gemara says, is that a question? The Yotanami also learned, hanoito yoda achas benetila, if you wash one hand with a tila shadoyim, by pouring water over your hand, v'yachas pishtifa, and the second hand you dip it into the mikveh, pishtifa means you put it into the water, into a mikveh, so yod of Torah, your hands are tor. So you see, it's not better than washing hands separately. Because here you only washed one hand, and then the second hand you put into a mikveh, it's like two separate washings. So I'll call upon him, you see, we could look at each hand by itself, and you could get your tire on each hand by itself. And even so, though, we could say one hand gets its tire from an atila, you're pouring the water over, and the second hand gets its tire from putting your hand into the mikveh. So you see, each hand can be tore by itself. So Gemara says, the question is, we're talking about we washed half his hand at one time, and then the other half the second time. And the Havamina is that he dried up. He washed half of his hand, like Rashi says, the mitzvah is to wash ad haperek. until the end of the hand. So he washed first halfway, he dried it up, and then he washed the second half. That's your question, is that good or not? So Gemara says, for sure it's not good. For Yamrit Vari Abiyana, Abiyana says, Yoda Yemein Tahiris Lechatzoyim, you cannot be mitar your hands halfway, you can't wash half a hand, dry it up, and then wash the second half. So also no question. So Gemara says, Letzrichov, here what we're talking about is the Ikar Mashka Tefeich, that there's still some water left over on the first part of the hand. Again, you washed half of your hand, and it dried up a little bit, but there's still enough wetness on it. This lashon of tofech amanas latfiach means that there's enough wetness on your hands that if you touch another surface, you'll make that surface wet also. That's called tofech amanas latfiach. There's enough wetness here that it could wet something else also. So if you have that much wetness on the hand that was washed, and you dried it up a little bit, and a little bit of wetness is still there, now you go and wash the second part, do we consider that the first part still has its water on it, and therefore there's a chib here, it's like one washing of your hands? Or do we say no, the first half of the hand that was dried up a little bit, even though there's a little wetness left over, so what? It's not called the chibber, it's called that separately washed, and now you're washing the second half, that's no good. So that's the question. Where you have a little bit of wetness left over on the first half, which is tefech, amanas latfiach, is that called a chibur or not? Could that be considered like it's still wet and it's called one big washing? So Gemara says like this, v'chi'ika mashka tefech mehevet. Gemara says like, so what? I don't care, even though there is a little bit of wetness left over. V'yotanan, we learned like this, ha'nitzuk, Rashi says that's a kiluach. That's if you're pouring water from top to bottom. We'll soon see it's not called the chibur. The hakatafris, or else water running down a mountain. Rashi says, har meshupa, slanty mountain. She medroyoi mechudet harbe. It's very slanty. So the water is running down a slanty mountain. The question is, the water running down, is that attached to the bottom part, the bottom pool that's on the bottom? Let's say you have a mikvah on the bottom, and there's not 40 saw yet, there's only 30 saw water, and you have this water running down the mountain. Is the water on top running down considered attached to the bottom mikvah to make a kosher or not? Same thing, nitzuk. If you're pouring water, is the top, there is a flow from top to bottom. Really, it's attached. But the question is, since the water is flowing, that's not called an attachment. And the third case is, umashka tefeach, awa shiloh. We have a wet surface, like a damp surface. There's enough wetness there that if it touches another surface, it'll make that surface wet also. But it's not really wet there. The halacha is, ein or chibur. All these three cases is not called a connection. Lo l'tuma v'lo l'taira. Not if it pertains to tuma and not for taira. So Rashi says, ein or chibur l'tuma v'goin. Hamara m'kli tor l'kli tami. If somebody pours from a kli, let's say you have wine that's tor, and on the bottom you're pouring it into a tamadika kli of wine. So we do not consider it like it's attached to say the top wine becomes tamei, but no, even though there's a straight flow from the top bucket to the bottom bucket, only the bottom bucket remains tamei, but the top flow is still tor. It's not called a chibur l'tuma. Same thing, katafras, if it's running down, or the same thing, tefeach amnas latfiach. And the same thing, what? V'chein linyan tyra. Rashi says, v'chein l'tyra, linyan mikvois. Hashali mikvois. Shnei mikvois, shein b'yechem em aboim saw. You have two mikvahs, one next to another. And neither of them has the shear of 40 saw. V'nitzik u'ktafris, u'mashka tefech mechabru nein echibur. And you have a flow of water from one mikvah into the next mikvah. That's not mechabru, the two mikvois. It's still possible. It's not called the good chibur. So we see clearly here that running water, or else even if the water is still, but it's only a wetness of tefech amanas latfiach, it's only wet enough, damp enough, that if it touches something else, it makes that damp also. But not that it's really water, so it's not called a chibur. So if so, why by tzul shadayim do you think it would be kosher? Now, pshita won't be good. So where it says, lo tzricha dika tefeach latfiach, there's the first part of the Gemara was, Letzricha Dika Mashka Tefeach. You only have a little bit of wetness, that if you touch it, there's damp on your hands. But if your hand touches another surface, it won't make that wet. The first Havamina was, it's only Tefeach. Tevech means it's a very small amount of liquid, of dampness there. So that the Gemara says for sure that's no good. So that the Gemara says the question is the Ika Tevech Lahatfiach. That, like we spoke about before, we're talking about this little bit more damp. The first half of your hand that you washed, you still have some water on it, that much water, if it touches another surface, would make that surface wet. That's called Ika Tefeach Latfiach. Not just time, it's damp, but it has enough dampness to damp something else. Samara says, Hanamitanina, so that we also learned. Tefeach Latfiach Chibur. That we learned, yes, that is called the Chibur. If you have enough water, that water is like wet enough, it could wet another surface, that's called a good Chibur. So Rashi says, Chibur the Tumul Atayra. Ukasaka that the Havamina was, Dua Dinla Natila. The same smart applies for washing your hands. The Choshev command the Yavid Bahadi Adadi. Again, the question was, you washed half of your hand, up until your knuckles you washed, and you dried them up, and there's a little bit wet left on them. And there's enough wetness that if you touch another surface, it'll wet that surface also. And then you wash the second half of your hand. So the question is, the first amount of dampness, the wetness that's on your hands on the first half, is that called like wetness is there to be considered a chibur as if you're still washing the whole hand at one shot or not? So Gemara says, yes, it is called a chibur. We learned that the first latzviach is called a chibur. So Gemara says, no, that we learned here is called a chibur. Dilma may be linyan mikvois. Maybe it's only falach of a mikvois. In case we had before, we have two mikvahs, one next to another, and there's a little hole in between. And the amount of water in that hole is a very small amount of water that's only tefech am natlatfiach. That is called the chibur. And I'll tell you, Rabbi Yehudi, it goes according to Rabbi Yehudi Shita. But maybe only for mikvois it's called the chibur. But not for natila shadayim. Maybe for natila shadayim, that's halacha, you have to wash your hands. If you wash half of your hand and dry it, even though there's a little bit wetness there, so what? That's not called a washing. Only for mikvois maybe it's called the connection. And like a Yehudi Shita Disnan, we learned, mikvah sheyesh bo yaboyim so mechavonis. You have a mikvah that has the exact amount of water in there. It's exactly 40 saw of water in the mikvah. Exactly kosher mikvah. Now, v'yordu shnayim v'tovlu. Two people went down in that mikvah to be tovlu. So it depends. Shnayim v'vasachas tovlu. They both went down at the same time. So all the water is still in the mikvah. We're not talking about that the water rises and flows over. Then about it's possible. Talking about that there's enough height in the mikvah itself for the water just to raise its level, but the water still stays in the mikvah. So therefore, if you have two people going in at the same time, very good. The mikvah is still kosher. There's still 40 so water in that mikvah. But what about the zeach hazeh? Let's say first one person goes into the mikvah, then he comes up, and when he comes up, he takes some water with him. So it comes out, what's left over is less than 40 saw. And then the second one goes down there. So the locher is Rishon Tor, V'yashayni Tomei. The second one is Tomei still. The mikvah is no good for him. Because when he went down there, there's no more 40 saw there. Some water went up with the first one. Rabbi Yehuda says it depends. Im hoyu raglov shel Rishon Nagas b'mayim. If the feet of the first one is touching the water still, is afasheni tor, then even the second one is still tor. In other words, the first one went down to the mikveh and came up. But if his feet are still touching the water, so the water on his body is still considered a connection to the mikveh. Like the water on his body, since it's tefeach, amanas latfiach, even though it's not really wet, it's just damp there, but it's damp enough to touch another place, you'll make that place wet also, that's called tefeach, amanas latfiach, and it's called the chibur. So we consider all the water on the person's body as if it's still connected to the mikvah. So we still have 40 saw in the mikvah. Then when the second one goes down to the mikvah, it's kosher. But again, that's why he asked it for a shayla. Because not that we say here it's a chibur, maybe it's only the mikvahs. But for Natila Shadayim, he has it for a shayla. That was the suffix. Rav Chizd asked the shayla. Suffix is yesh Natila Chatzoy Manat. But that was Ilfam, Ilfa shayla. Yeah, you die with a soyim or not? And the Mora doesn't answer it. Yeah. Right. Mora says now, Omer Rabbi Yirmiya, Harei Omru, it was said, we learned, that Habo Roishoy Veruba B'mayim Shuvim. If somebody goes into a swimming pool, he goes into Mayim Shuvim. He goes into water that was fetched through a kli. the loch of Usumsi, or else Vitor, or else if you're a Torah digger person, Shenoflu Arosha of Yaruba, Shlosh Lugamayim Shuvim, or else they poured on top of you 3 lugam of water from a pitcher, a loch is Tomei. With the Rabbanan, in both these 2 cases is Tomei. If you go into Mayim Shuvim, most of your body goes into Mayim Shuvim, or else they pour on top of you 3 lugam of Mayim Shuvim, midrabonin yitomei ti truma, you're not allowed to eat truma midrabonin. So Rashi says, the first big line, tomei le truma, Rashi says, ad she yitzvol, till you go to the mikvah. Well, megzeira shemayin asa davrhi, this is one of the gzeiras that I've learned in the Parakam with the Masechta Shabbos, the more they explains, that we shoylem moris ruchim, but then mikvahs used to be outside, in water that was sruchim, that was smelling already. The stuff, the dead water that used to go to the mikvah. So what did they do? After they went to the mikvah, the dirty mikvah, they used to go and wash themselves off. They used to go into a bath, or else they used to throw water on top of them. And then people used to say, listen, the dirty mikvah, that's not matayu anymore. The clean water we go into and we throw on top of us, that's what's matayu. So people will stop going to the mikvah and just go to a shower. So therefore the Rabbanim made a gzeirah that if you just throw gimalug yamayim shuvim on top of you, or else you go into a bath, or most of your body fits into the bath of mayim shuvim, you become tamer that you can't eat truma. If you're a kain, it's also if you eat truma. Now, boy Rabbi Yamiri asked the shiloh, what's going to be chetzi of bebiya v'chetzi bin atfila? Let's say half of your body went into the bath. So you're not tamer yet, because only halacha is roishay v'rubay. You have to have most of your body going in there. Let's say only half of your body went into the bath. But v'chetzi bin atfila. Then the other half of your body, they poured on top of you gimalugamayim. So what's the halacha my take? This is the yad hasafik. Like we put these 2 takonas together or not? Was it takona b'davka if you put most of your body into the bath? Or else if you throw on top of your whole body gimalugim? But if you only have halfway each way, that's a suffix if you're tamei or not. Boy, Omar Rapapapa says like this, Harayomu we learned, Balkeri Chayla, or Balkeri, person let out Zera, and he's sick, so the locher is, I'm an Ikra Din, the Konis Ezra, that Balkeri is not allowed to learn Torah, until he goes to the mikvah. So there's a cool left, the Balkeri is sick, Shenosnu Olav, Tisha kabemayim tor, that if they pour on top of him, Tisha kabemayim, 9 kavim of water goes on top of him, he becomes tor. He's tor from his tumas keri, midirabonim, that our kopon is allowed to learn Torah. To make him tor midiraisavad, he has to go to a mikvah. Like he can't go into the base of mikdash, he's still tamei. But that Ezra made a takona, that you can't learn Torah unless you go to the mikvah, so if the Valkyrie was a chayla, a sick person, it's enough for him to put on top of him, Tisha kabemayim. Now, boy, Rapapa asked for Shiloh. What's going to be chetzi of b'tzvilah? Half of his body he puts into the mikvah. For chetzi of b'nesina. And on the other half of the body he pours on top of him, tisha mayim. May, what's the loch? Is this balkeri mutter to learn Torah or not? Take it, more obliged by something. So it could be either you have to put your whole body into the mikvah, or else you have to pour this tisha kabim on your whole body. But halfway, maybe it's no good. The mice we pass in the Gemara. Brocha the basman azed bottle takonis Ezra that you're allowed to learn Torah and daven even though you don't go to the mikvah. However, there is a mila of pouring upon yourself tisha kavin. Mice lachroinim ameka with a shower also. If you stay under the shower, you mishaya that 9 kavim of water goes on top of you. That's also a tyra of tisha kavin for balkeri. So, what? Right. Mishnah says if one shliach, one person says the fon anichtov, and one says the fon anichtov, it's possible. Omer Rav Shmuel ba Yud, Omer Rav Yechanan. Loishana was only said in the Mishnah that it's possible. In other words, the takonis was when the shliach brings the get, the shliach has to say everything. One shliach has to say before anichtov and before anichtov. He has to tell us that he saw it written and he saw it signed. If he only sees one and somebody else sees the other one, it's no good. So this thing, Gemara says, "Amar Shmuel of Yehuda, Amar of Yechanan." Loishanu, this was only learned. Loishanu ba'lishain haget yoytzu mitachas yidei shneim. We're only talking about that both of them are not shluchim. Like only one was a shliach, and the second one is talmud like an edechel coming and telling us. That's when it's no good. because then the shliach is only saying before Nechtov, and that's no good. The takonah is that the shliach has to tell us before Nechtov and before Nechtov. Avo, but what's going to be? Get Yotzim Atachas Yidei Shneim. Let's say both of them are shluchim. Both of them are holding. Rashi says Shneim Madukim Boy Shneim Shluchim. They're both, bless Rashi, they're both holding on to the get and they're both shluchim. And one says before Nei Nechtav and one says before Nei Nechtam, then it's kosher. That's what the Shmuel or by Yehuda says. Kosher. So Rashi says kosher. V'yafagav deloy klum karma, even the bigger chiddush. If both of them are shluchim, then it's kosher, even though they don't say anything. And the reason is why Rashi says the lechada tshulam meimer. If one shliach brings it, that's the takana you have to say before nechtov. But tavayu, when two shluchim bring it, the lechada tshulam meimer tavayu. Why one has to say both nechtov and nechtam? The lechlofu bekiyam shtoros yam. We shouldn't make mistakes with other kiyam shtoros to say it's kosher with one aid. Filuachi kosher, but if two come, it's kosher. The ksava shnayim sheviu get and tzrichim loymar. If two bring a get, he doesn't have to say anything. The time of mishum shein edim mitzvun lekaimoi. Har edim mitzvun lekaimoi. Because lemaisa the edim here to mekaim the get. So if two shluchim came and brought the get, you do not have to say before anichtav. So Mor says alma. What do we see? Alma ksava. We see where Shmuel holds. If two shluchim, two people bring the get from Medina Sayyam, the other side, from Chutz Loretz, is they tzrichin sheyomu b'foneinu nechtam b'foneinu nechtam. They do not have to say b'foneinu nechtam b'foneinu nechtam. We don't need it.
Not to say anything.
We'll soon see. So Pasha, they're not like Rava. That the only reason why you need before Nechtav is to have Eidim to Mekayim in order to be able to be Mekayim Dishtar. Because we're afraid nobody will recognize the signatures. So therefore we want the Shliach to be Mekayim it. But when two people bring it, they're Eidim. So later on, if there's any problems about the get, these two Shluchim will still be there, and they'll be Mekayim the get later. So right now we don't have to say anything.
They didn't see it signed or no, but
we'll say after Shmo it's a kasha, but not Lishmo, just to recognize the signatures. If they would recognize the signatures, then we know it's not forged. That's enough.
They recognize,
right? So most probably recognize if they came from that city. We take on. They recognize the signatures. So if the main purpose for the shliach to say before Nechtav is that we should have the signatures okayed, so when two people bring it, they could okay the signatures. That's enough. So Mar says, Omalei Abai, Abai says back to Shmuel, like, Omalei Abai, Abai says back. Elamayat is so, safe with the Torah, the safe of our Mishnah that says, Shnayim Oimrim Mefaneinu Nechtav. Two shluchim, two people said, we saw it written in front of us. V'yechud Oimrim Mefaneinu Nechtav. And the third person says, he saw it signed. Puzzle. It's puzzle. For Rav Yehuda Machshir, and in the Mishnah, Samachleikas, Rav Yehuda says it's kosher. So Mora says, "Time, but what's the reason in the Mishnah? The ain haget yotzim atachas yidei shneim." And our Mishnah then has to be talking about for sure that the two are not shluchim. There's only one that's a shliach. So one said before nechtav, and the second person said along with him also before nechtav, and then the third person said before nechtam. So that's the machlokas that the Tanakhama says is possible. It's very good why it's possible, because the shliach that brought it only said before nechtav. That's all. So that's possible. We need the shliach to say both. So the question is, though, why does the Yehuda say it's kosher, though? There's only one shliach, and the shliach only said half, so why is it good? So where is the kasher? If so, the time of the end, I get yotzim matachas yedei shneim. Ho get yotzim matachas yedei shneim machshirin. It'll be kosher, machshir rabbonah, but I'll say it's kosher. Amalayin, yes. It's true, it would be kosher. If two people would be bringing it, two people would be shluchim, it would be kosher. So then the Gemara asks, "V'chi ein get yotzim matachas yedei shneihem?" See, if so, where is the machlokes in our Mishnah when the two for that first said before nechtov, they're not both shluchim; only one of them is a shliach. If so, but my pligi, what's the svar that in the Yehuda? What does Yehuda say? It's kosher if there's only one shliach, and the shliach does not say the whole thing; he only says before nechtov. So why is it kosher? True, you have a second aid echad saying before nechtov, but that's no good. There's a special takana, we believe the shliach. The shliach has to say both before an nechtam, before an nechtam. But a second eidechor is not neman. So Gemara says, Ma'asava one holds, Gazrinya dilma osa lechlufa b'kiyam shtaros the yalma. And the Rabbanim say, we still have a Xeira here. Maybe they'll come to say it's kosher by Shtashoros. By Shtashoros.
Afilu b'yei dechod. U'masov and Rav Yehuda holds loy gazrin. We don't make the Xeira over here. Because over here, l'maisa, we have a neid saying the chsima is kosher. We have it before an echtem. The usual we have the Xeira just before an echtem alone is no good because it'll come to osel achlufa b'shashdoros. But over here, since l'maisa, we do have somebody saying before an echtem, so they'll know here it's different. So therefore here Rabbi Yehuda holds there's no gzeira mishum echlufe, therefore here Rabbi Yehuda believes, says the shliach is kosher.
Enough, really, really it should be enough over here. The only question is, you make a gzeira, you'll come to make mistakes by other ki mashtaros or not. Now the Gemara says, lishna achrin, another way to say this like this. Lishna achrin amri lo, that omar Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, omar Rav Yechanan, afilu get yoytze mitachas yedei shneyem posel. No, that still is possible. Even if two shluchim are bringing the get, still it's possible. Because the case was that echrem mefona nechtav, echrem mefona nechtav. When you have two of them, they're both shluchim, and one says mefona nechtav, and the other one says mefona nechtav, still it's possible. Even though two bring it, still we need the same person to say both nechtav and nechtav. We can't have half and half. Tomorrow says, if so, Alma we seek, Savri holds, that Shnayim Sheviyo gave him a Dita Sayom, if two people bring a get, Srichim Sheyemru, Befoneinu Nechtam, Befoneinu Nechtam. Still we have the Takono, that the Shluchim has to tell Befoneinu Nechtam. Omlai Abayis, Abayis said back, Elo Mayativ, so, Sefer, the Sefer of our Mishnah, the Torah that says, Shnayim Yemru, Befoneinu Nechtam, V'yechurim, Befoneinu Nechtam, Posel, V'yabyudu Machshir. So you're telling me now, afilu get yoytzim etachas yedei shneyem pasli rabbanon. Even though both of them are shluchim, still the rabbanon say it's possible, because lemaisa we don't have the same shliach saying mefona nechtam, mefona nechtam. They're only saying mefona nechtam. There's a third person saying mefona nechtam. So even though two of them are shluchim, but since both of them are not telling us mefona nechtam, and nechtam it's possible. Or Malayin, yes, it's like a true. According to the Rabbonin, but even though you have two shluchim, both of them have to, or at least one, has to say both, before an echtav and before an echtam. So Mora says, in, if so, b'maikam iflugis, so what's the machlokes then, Reb Yehuda and the Rabbonin? Ma sova lefi shem b'kiin l'shmo, that's the one hold, the time is mishum l'shmo. And that's why it's like it's possible. Even though two people bring it, still they have to say before an echtav. Because even though you have two here, that could be mekayim v'shget, but we don't know if it was written l'shmo or not. If you hold like Rabbah, it's a concern from l'shmo, even when two bring it, still the shliach has to say before an echtav. The takana was he has to say both, nechtav and echtav. U'masav, Reb Yehuda holds no, l'fishen edim etzurin l'kayamoy. I'll tell you that the reason why we need before an echtav is, because we're afraid we won't recognize the signatures over here. But here when we have two people bringing the get, that these two people must probably recognize the signatures, that's enough, then we do not need before an echtav. So Mar says, if so, it comes out, Lema, let's say, the Rab of a Rav of Tanoi. It's coming out now that the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon and the Baal Mishnah is the Machlokes between Rav and Rab and Rava. That's not Mastavra. Usually we don't say, Amaroyim argue in what Tanoim argue. So Mar says, lo, that's not a kasha. I'll tell you, Rava Mataras Kalishna Kama. Rava that says, only I'll speak him, I'll aid him to you in the Kayama. See, for sure, has to learn that's the first Loshin. He has to learn that the Shiloh is where only one was a Shliach. Because when you have two Shluchim, according to Rava, you would not have to say before an Echtav. According to Rava, that it's only a Shiloh of Eidim Mitzuyin Lekayama to recognize the signatures. Whenever we have two Eidim bringing the get, we have people to recognize the signatures. So you don't have to have anything more. So according to Rava, Pshita, when you have two, you do not need before an Echtav. So the Machlokes in the Mishnah has to be where only one Shliach brings it. The Machlokes is, do we make a Gzeira Otto Shash Teres or not? So Rav is going to have to answer like the first Lashon. For Rabba Moloch, Rabba gets to answer like this, no. The Kula Yalma Binin L'Shmo. Everybody agrees to me that Avada, the Takona before the Nechtav was, because we need L'Shmo. So what's the Machlokes in our Mishnah then? Why does the Tanakhama says, when two Shluchim bring it, you do not need before the Nechtav, why not? Even though two people bring it, but maybe the get was not written L'Shmo. Gemara says, "V'ochad b'mayaskin." Know what we're talking about over here? Liyachas shalomdu. Our Mishnah is talking about like we had before, after they learned halachas.
that in Chutzlarts now they know the halachas of Lishma, so there's not a real gezeira anymore that it wasn't written Lishma. And the only reason why we still need the Fona Nichtav now is, if that's a new gezeira, like we're afraid maybe the Kilka will come back again. Maybe now they'll forget again the halachas in Chutzlarts, and they'll forget to write Lishma. So that's why the Chum still wanted us to say the Fona Nichtav. So this is the machlokes. The Masa the Gazrinim. So Tanakama says, yes, we still made Xeri Vilacha Shalomdu, and therefore, and when to bring it, they have to say before an Echtam, before an Echtam. Or Masa of Rabbi Yehuda says that it's kosher, like Gazrin, he holds there's no Xera. He holds, when to bring it, he holds, you don't need before an Echtam. So Gemara says, if that's the Pshat for Lifzul Nam Rabbi Yehuda Bereisha, and so what does Rabbi Yehuda argue in the Reisha? If you're telling me now, Mishnah's talking about Liyaka Shalomdu, after they know the halachas already, if they know the halachas already, so forget about two shluchim. Even when one shluch brings the get, you don't need it anymore. So why does it say, why is he made with possible in the ratio? So Gemara says, we learned it's true. Itmolo, Amar Ula, Chola, Koya, Rabbi Yehuda, Rishayin, it's not true. We learned that Rabbi Yehuda argues even Rishayin. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Liyaka Shalomdu, after they learned the halachas in Chutz Laretz, you do not need before an echtav anymore. So Rashi says the Reisha means b'yechurim before an echtav, b'yechurim before an echtam. Kivun the yotzim mitachas they shneim l'kayim l'lekel meichus l'shmo nami yelamdu. So what are we afraid about? The Ma'aseh said there are two people there. One said before an echtav and one said before an echtam. So Rashi says that even though we learned before that Rav agrees to Rava that you have to make sure we could be mekayim the get, that we recognize the signatures, but whenever there are two people here, even though only one says before an echtav and one says before an echtam, but lemaisa we have two people here, so they both recognize the signature. There's no concern from the kiyum. Just for lishma, Rabbi Yehuda holds the akashalamda. There's no concern from lishma. So Rabbi Yehuda argues in the ratio also that if one shliach would say before an echtav and one would say before an echtam, that would also be kosher. All right, turn over. Moshe Zweiter. Moshe Rabosha. Rosh Yeshka. Moshe Rabosha Lula. Rosh Yeshka Shalula. We have Yehuda Machshe Bezu. Voloi Bacheris. We learn now that we learn that Yehuda is only Machshe in the second case, not in the Rasha. So my love doesn't mean to say Lamute Yechorim before an Echtam, Yechorim before an Echtam. Doesn't mean to this Bryce, doesn't mean to say if Yehuda only argues when we have two Shluchim. But when you only have one saying before an Echtam, but one saying before an Echtam, he holds his puzzle. So it's not like we're saying. Tomorrow says, no, that's not what it meant to say. Loi. Lamute means to exclude before nai nechtam, avoloi before nai nechtav. That if the shliach only says before nai nechtam, but nobody says before nai nechtav, then it's possible. Because salka daidechamin, I would have thought to say, ho yovoloi goz Rabbi Yehuda, gzei reshem yachdav the kukuloi, since Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make the gzei anymore, that lacha shalomdu, after the times that they know the lach of lishmon chutz loritz, there's no more gzeira that we're afraid will come back to the original times. Well, they'll forget that loch is. If so, Dilmas lechlufa became shtaras diyama b'yedecha namiloy gozer. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make the gzeira either not to believe in eidechot. So maybe if the eidechot, the shliach, just said before an echtam, that's all. He does not say before an echtam. Maybe it's kosher. Miyikara didn't really we have before in that days. It should be kosher. Because according to Rava, the main point is we have to have Kiyum Ashtar, and the Rabbanim believe the one Shliach. So really it would be enough just to say before Nechtav. The reason why we need before Nechtav, the reason why we need before Nechtav also, the Gemara says, is to make Gzeira, you shouldn't come to rely on an Eidech of the other Shtaros. It's only a special economy, Shemaguna, by Gitin they were matter, but not by Shah Shtaros. So to make this difference, they made us that you have to say also before Nechtav. So I would have thought to say, since Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make the Xera of Shem Yasa Dovah Kakuloi, maybe Rabbi Yehuda would also believe the Shliach if he just said before Nai Nechtam, and we don't make Xera to Shashtaris, Kamashmala know that this much he does make Xera. If you only have one Shliach, and the Shliach only says before Nai Nechtam, even though really it should be kosher, this Rabbi Yehuda agrees it's possible because it's Xera to Shashtaris. If you believe the Eidechot here by get, people come to say, just like you believe in the Shliach and Eidechot here, believe him all over. So that's why he agrees we have to make a takana to show that it's different here, and that's why here the Shliach has to say before Nechtav. If he just said before Nechtav, this review degrees as possible.
Itmanam, we also learn like this. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Shnayim Sheviyo get from Dinas Hayom. Two people bring a get from Dinas Hayom. Bonal Machloikas Sheviyo Devar Bonan. It comes to Machloikas Sheviyo Devar Bonan. When two bring it, you need before a nechta vanat. So this is according to the second Lashon that Sheviyo Devar holds. When you have two, you do not need before a nechta before a nechta. Rabbo Bar Bachona Cholish. Rabbo Chana got sick. Oyola Gaba Rabbi Yehuda Rabbo Lishluya Bey. So Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi went to visit him in Laka Chayla. And Boimene, they asked him this question. Shnayim Shev Yoget Medina Sayom, when two shluchim bring the get from Medina Sayom, what's the locha? Tzrichin Shayyirm Befoneinu Nechtam Befoneinu Nechtam, or ain't Tzrichin? Do they have to say Befoneinu Nechtam? Is it that the corner still or not? Or Melhem, he answered back, ain't Tzrichin. You do not need this corner anymore. You don't need it. Why? Ma'ilu Yoimru Befoneinu Girsha Miloim Hemna. Like they're like two Adam now. If they have a Migul, they could just come and tell us that they know she's Megareshes. So we believe them. So with two Adam, we don't have any problems. You don't need the Takona. Gemara says, Adahoch, in the meantime, Osi Chavroi, the Goyim came in. Goyim, Rashi says, Pasoi, the Persians came in. And Shakle Lishagim Mikamayu, they took away the light from them. So Rashi says, because the Pasoim have their day, that the only light candles by the base of Avodah Zarah. Otherwise, you don't have any candles. So the kids, they took away the light. So that these two Adim, you believe Adim, like they have a right to say she was Megareshes. So therefore, you do not have to say before the Nechtam, before the Nechtam. Okay, he says, I mean, the Rach is on like this, the bottom line of the Rach, that when they say, Kishemim Shabal Nosnalhem, when these two Shluchim just say that the husband gave us the get, to give over to his wife, they're believed. We believe them what they're saying. Now, once we know that the husband gave him the get to give over to his wife, most probably the husband took care of it to make sure the chsim esaidim were done and not forged. Now the question is, maybe the shtar was forged. Forged means the husband did not really have the get written up, it was just forged. So we believe these two shluchim that are telling us that the husband really sent them and gave him the get, then we believe that the husband really made up this get, and it's not forged, he got good edim.
What happens if the husband didn't give him the get?
That's what we're saying now. Since these two people are edim, we believe them. These two people say the husband gave us the get. They're two. We believe edim. That's what the Gemara meant to say. If they would come and tell us she's Megareshes, we would believe them. So now that they're coming and telling us that the husband gave us this get, so we believe these two people, the husband gave them the get.
Not really amigo.
Just amigo that we should believe whatever they're saying. I mean, right, it's not really amigo. They're good edim here. So once we believe them that they received the get from the husband, then we understand that the husband was probably wrote up a good get and the edim were not forged.
So
in the meantime, what happened was the goyim came, took away the lights, and so he said, Rabbi Bechana said, Omar Rachmona said back to the Eibishter, Oy betulach the bar esav. Either from Yolan, either we're learning Torah, or else Betula to Baraisa from the Goyim. The Goyim took away our light. Lamema, you want to tell me now, the Armomoi Malim Pasoi, that the Romans are better than the Persians. They couldn't take the Persians here. They said, take us away from the Persians, rather put us to the Romans. For a time, we learned Rabchia. Rabchia says, my decision wasn't supposed to say, Halakim Haven Darkov, U Yodes Mekoimai. What does that mean? Yodea Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Shein Yecholim Lekabel Gzeres Aramoyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that Klal Yisrael cannot take the Gzeres of the Romans, is Omad Higla Oysom LeBavel, Hashem Had Rachmonas and Klal Yisrael put him into Bavel. So you see the Romans are worse? So what is like Asha? Ho Mekaymi Dineisu Chavri LeBavel, this is before the Chavri came to Bavel. Then Bavel was better off than the Romans. Ho LeBosu Diyosu Chavri LeBavel. But after this nation of Chavri, called Chavri the Persians, they were the worst. When they came to Babylon, the Persians, they are worse off than the Romans. They gave more tzaras to Klal Yisrael than the Romans did. Then the Mishnah ends off, Echad Amar Fana Nechta, Vishnei Amar Fana Eino Nechtam Kosher. If one says he saw that it was written, and two of them say it was signed, it's kosher. Omer Rabba Ami Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Lo Hashem was only learned that Lashaget Yerzim Dachas Yad Eid Ksiva. As the get is coming out from the hands of the one that wrote up the shtar. Therefore, the Nasa Kishnayim Azir, Kishnayim Azir, is like we have two on this and two on this. Because the Ksav Yod, he's never to say he wrote this get.
He wrote it l'shmo. So if he's saying he wrote it, we believe him like two. Aber mitachas yad edi chasim apostle. But if the one that's saying l'fona nichtav is not the one that really wrote it, he's only an edi chasim, then it's apostle. Alma, what do we seek, Sover? That shnayim sheviyu get m'dinas hayom, tzrichin sheyem v'neinu nechtam v'neinu nechtam. Even though two bring it, still we need the takona. Omele Rabasi, elamayatim, so reishi the tani shnayim v'neinu nechtam, v'neinu nechtam, posel. Teviyu de machshir, tefilu get yoytzim d'achas shaday shnayim posel? You won't tell me even by two? So, shnayim posli rabbon, and bonus says posel? Omele in, yes, like we said before. He's sitting and saying, "Tiafilu get yotzim dagash yidei edi chasim akosher." Even if the get comes out from one edi chasim, it still is kosher. Why? Because two people brought it here. So if so, alma yisik sava shneim shviu given din as a yom ain't tzricha shemachin anufin nechtem. When two shlichim bring the get, we do not need this takona. Omalei rabasi elamiyativ so reishu detoni shneim arufneinu nechtem yechem arufneinu nechtem posel. If you have yudu machshir. Time you tell him he needs only because the ain't get yotzim dachadesh name. Two of them are not the shluchim. Ho get yotzim dachadesh name, but two of them would be the shluchim. Machshir rabbanim, the rabbanim would say it's kosher. Omalai in, yes. Vazim loy amatla, okay, sometimes you didn't tell me this. Omalai, yes, we shle tomet. This is the peg, don't move it, this is the locha. That's the locha. When two shluchim bring a get, you do not need before a nechtum.